You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of August 14th, 2019, and it's time to talk about Dadstiny.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Experience Points podcast. My name is Scott Juster.
And I'm George Abor.
We are the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It is a serious but not humorless conversation about video games.
Sure is.
The unstoppable rise of the dad loadout.
The dads.
Dateline. Video
Listen,
games.
The dads are back.
This week we found a couple of funny articles. I did not know this term existed, but I think largely spurred on by the Destiny community. But there's a discussion of the dad loadout in video games and what that means for making your way through a video game, what that means for a skill cap, how you interact with challenge in video games. A topic that we talk about a lot, actually. So that, yep. I guess this is kind of fitting.
We've even talked about dads before.
That's true. I mean, last year was like a heavy dad year, what with Kratos and stuff. So,
And I think the Kratos thing really brought to everyone's attention the dadification of games, right? Like,
yeah.
People are getting older, they're having kids, they have less time, they want to, have the ability to pause their fucking game or have it be about right. subject matters that interest them, like the pitfalls of being a father or a parent, right?
Right. And this is about, this is about some of those themes, which is what do you do to enjoy an experience that is meant to be challenging, but also has some sort of investment in it that can defray the challenge? It's like you can either be good or you can grind, and either one can get you there. But how do you strike that balance between the two things?
Yep.
So I feel like I am 75% understanding the dad loadout. Approach, but
the dad loadout criteria.
Yeah, exactly. Should we talk about that a little bit first?
Sure. Yeah. So, PC Gamer had an article that was defining what the dad loadout is, because the dad loadout is a term people are using, and maybe there's a generally agreed upon parlance, but they defined it as the following: one, the loadout must be easy to obtain with good perks. So, in the context of Destiny 2, this means that the weapon can't say require you to play a 60-hour raid and.
Right.
Or do a raid 7 times, because that's not a very easy thing to obtain.
Right.
And then two, when you obtain it, the perks can't just be garbage, right? Like, the perks shouldn't be like slightly increase your refresh rate.
You know,
it has to be something that's actually going to be valuable. So it's saying it's something easy to obtain, but is better than, say, your average item that you might find, in a bunk trash bin. It holds its own in competitive play, so must be useful for PvP.
Man, PvP as, like, God, any sort of dad that's doing PvP, like, hats off, man. Like,
yep.
I've long since given up on that.
And then three, be easy to use in pretty much all circumstances. Yep. I think that's the key for the dad loadout, right?
Yeah.
Because the first, or rather the second criteria, which is holding its own in competitive play, is essentially in service of number three, right?
Yeah.
I think the simple solution here is, look, I don't want to have to change my loadout. I've got 30 minutes to play before I have to take my kid to school in the morning. I want to hop into PvE. I want to, do my daily mission. And then I want to play exactly one game of PvP and call it a night without ever having to change my loadout.
Right, right. There's a time management aspect that is the undercurrent of all of this.
Yep, exactly.
So what is the difference between this and just straight min-maxing?
Well, I mean, min-maxing is kind of the opposite, right? Like, min-maxing is saying I have a very specific task I want in mind. Like, I want to be insane in PvP. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to solely focus on a build loadout that makes me excel at PvP and PvP only, right?
Okay.
You are maximizing your efficiency at PvP and minimizing your efficiency at PvE, right?
Mm.
This is that happy go-between, which is not something, I mean, I guess the term that, you and I might use in, I don't know, a game we love to reference, Dark Souls, this is like the quality build, right? It's like the one where you don't have to invest in a bunch of points into health or stamina or one feature and therefore nerf yourself. This allows you to have a full range and open up the door to what kind of weapons you can use, right? And mm-hmm. in that sense, the dad loader has existed for a long time, right? Like, yeah. the idea of, say, here's a build guide for Dark Souls that will let you use most weapons and use most weapons well.
Yep.
Right? That's a pretty simple ask, because it means, look, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to put a lot of thought into it. 30 points in vitality, 30 points in strength, 30 points in dex, call it a day. That's existed right. for MMOs and countless RPGs over the years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I would say, I guess, again, it goes back to time, but it's in something like Dark Souls or in something like anything, any RPG style, whether it's Mass Effect or even Diablo or something, I might only play this section or this game one time.
Yep.
And so I want a variety of experiences just so I can see a little bit of every system.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's interesting to me about this, though, is this is the sort of justification for games that add, I don't know, sometimes they call them loadouts, sometimes they call them outfits, mm-hmm. but things where they allow you to quickly swap entire, like, your whole spec.
Yeah.
You
know? Like, yeah.
in Dark Souls' case, if you're playing, or Bloodborne, even worse, you cannot respec. Like, once you go down a yeah. path, you're done. Like, that, yeah. you are a magic user, and that's all you're going to be doing, right?
Your daddy was a magic user, and his daddy before him.
I mean, essentially, like, yeah, you're stuck into that path.
Yeah.
On the far end, you can have a setup where you go, this is my outfit for raids, this is my outfit for farming, and mm-hmm. I can just press a button and I quick swap all of my gear, and I'm ready to go based upon the need that that arises.
Yeah.
That's not something that I've ever used. I guess it's not, I don't know, maybe I'm just like a casual when it comes to like actually figuring out the whole like outfit thing, but that feels like a kind of also median solution, other than that doesn't give you the ability to only have one outfit, right? Which is what I think the dad loadout is, maybe an even more extreme case of, you know, making sure that you have the most, I don't know what to call it, other than sufficient build for all purposes, you know?
Right, right. It's kind of the jack of all trades, but also it's easy to get there, like easy results.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of games where I've had specific loadouts. Weirdly enough, I actually did a fair amount of this. I remember wishing that I could save builds in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Because I would have my exploration build that maximized stamina at the cost of lower defense or lower resistance.
See, this is why you were better at Breath of the Wild than I was.
But I also had, but most of the time I would run around with like full Lionel gear because it just maximized my attack, and I would
there you go. Humble brag, Scott. Right. Lionel gear. I had a fucking stick and some like fruit.
That you would just throw at people from behind a rock.
I'm like frantically eating like garbage food that I made in like a fucking cave somewhere in between battles, and you're like dining on a 7-course meal in your fucking golden shimmering Lionel gear.
But I wish I had had that, because I did find myself swapping in and out quite a bit, and it would be nice to be like, oh, here's my mountain climber, here's my, you know, here's my speed, here's my stealth. But generally speaking, I do gravitate towards the jack of all trades thing. It is more rare to me that I have the specialist approach.
I mean, I think oftentimes you just don't want to spend time in a menu, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's, how many games can you name off the top of your head where you're just like, man, great menu. Love that menu, right? Like,
right.
In an ideal world, I mean, unless it's a, you know, turn-based strategy game or something, like, you don't really ever want to think about the UI at all. Like, it right. should be second nature. And right. Destiny 2 is that case, right? Like, if I'm in the middle of a raid, or if I'm out in the wild and I'm just exploring the world, or if I'm in PvP, like, I don't want to have to stop and swap and think about, well, what is the ideal thing? Mm-hmm. Did I bring it, right? Like, Destiny had that horrible problem where, you know, you might go to a raid and realize, oh, fuck, I left my weapon in the bank. Or yeah. even worse, I left it on my other character. Let me load out...
Yeah.
Log into my old character, have that character put it into the bank, log back on, go to the bank, and take it out of the bank. You know, right. like that process is a fucking nightmare. Like, of yeah. course the data loadout exists.
Yeah. It's interesting that all of these examples, well, the examples from the article are much more about competitive or quasi-competitive aspects versus just straight up quality of life like Breath of the Wild. Whereas yeah. they talk about like in Call of Duty, there's a certain gun that is kind of, you know, the Goldilocks gun. It's like, it's just good enough in multiple aspects where it's like, it's basically the dad build of Call of Duty. Or, yeah. Rainbow Six Siege, you know, this operator is sufficient enough in various aspects that it's a good one to pick, you know, yeah. if you're going for the dad loadout. It's interesting that all of those are inherently competitive, because you're not only trying to streamline the experience, you're trying to streamline the experience towards the pursuit of competing against other people.
Right.
Which like adds yeah. another wrinkle of challenge on top of something that is already hard to do, which is like streamline an experience.
I mean, I guess there are times where you go, I'm willing to accept the fact that I might be slightly disadvantaged to the person who's trying to min-max for this particular situation.
Yeah. Right?
Like Rainbow Six Siege is a good example. The League of Legends is one that yep. I experience all the time, right? Like when you go into a match, you will have a rune page, and that rune page will have a bunch of options for your character.
Yeah.
If I'm playing a character I've never played before, or I don't play often, I will just go and look up like, what is the common build?
Yep.
And what is the win rate of that build? And I don't even think about it. I don't read what the abilities do, which is really bad, right? Like if right. I wanted to actually get good, I would memorize all this shit, but I don't look at it. I just boom, 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 copy, yep. paste, and I go to town, right?
Yeah.
People who actually excel will go, oh, you know what? I'm playing against 380 carries. I don't need magic resist. Let me swap over my magic resist rune to be something slightly different, or, you know, adaptive force or whatever is in that particular game.
Right.
If you know, like, look, at the end of the day, yes, that will contribute to a loss or a victory, but only minimally so. I think it's safe to say, like, a lot of people are going to be comfortable just throwing their hands up in the air and going, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not trying to compete at that level. I'm not trying to fucking go pro, all right? Right. I won't be at fucking right. IEM Katowice next year. I just want to have a decent chance of doing well. Fine, fuck it. Like, net deck that shit, you know? Everybody else yeah. does.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, because is this a way to, I guess this is just another way to spread out the idea of getting away from, oh, you're a casual player or something, where yeah. instead of being, oh, just filthy casual, I'm just going with the
classic dad build.
I'm fine with being a B student.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to be terrible, but I'm not willing to, it's the rate of return where, you know, that last 10% is as hard to get to as that first, you know, 50% or something like that, where it's just not worth it for me.
I mean, did you ever have a class in college where you're like, I could try really hard, or I could just phone it in, take my B+, and fucking go?
I mean, that's when you really start playing the odds and just change it to pass fail and be like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you change your major.
Yeah, that's when you change your major and you almost fail a stupid pottery class because you realize that you only went to one course and you're like at a 61 yeah. out of percent yeah. or something.
You're like, why did I take like Chinese 2? Like, this is horrible. I'm so dumb.
I didn't even take Chinese 1.
Oh my God. And then you wake up and you realize it's a nightmare and you're in your 30s and you're still having nightmares about class in college.
And I'm naked.
Oh no. Regarding the casual thing, actually, I was going to ask you that. Like, this does feel like a way of articulating that concept, like, oh, yeah. this is a casual build without the negative connotations of casual. Yeah. And I think to some extent, maybe it's slightly above that, right? Because I think, look, if you are the type of person that is Googling or watching YouTube videos to find dad loadouts anyway, you're already advanced.
Exactly. Know? Yeah. Well, that's why I find it so fascinating, because that implies that you still care more than the average person about winning because you're looking up strats.
Yeah.
It's different than like playing a beer league softball game, because you're there to just casually play softball or casually play tennis or whatever.
Yeah.
it's kind of like, I want to casually play tennis, but I want the racket I buy to make me better than I am.
Honestly, Scott, like I had this realization. This is just my fucking MO with my entire life. Like, I just want the dad bod. You know, I want the dad build lifestyle. Right? Because here's what I want, right? Like, I want to go to the gym. I want to talk to a personal trainer. I don't want to fucking meet them once a week. I want them to tell me what fucking type of squat to do. And then I'll go once a week and I'll phone it in and I won't die of a fucking heart attack at the age of 42. Like, that's all I want, right? I'm not looking to fucking get those sweet gains, right?
But like, I mean, but the weird thing about the Destiny example is that they kind of do want the sweet gains. They just can't. They just can't do the pains. You know.
Look, I mean, but you go into it knowing, right? Like they're not a. It's like, this isn't the same thing though as like Googling protein supplements and like hoping that does the job. You know, like they're still going through the effort of like hitting the gym, right? Uh-huh. And like asking for a build, but they know their limits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's where the first rule comes in, where you are willing to sacrifice the very, very best because you're not going to run the raid 10 times, or you're not going to do the insane difficulty run or something. I just find the dichotomy of competition but laziness super interesting.
But, I mean, it actually, now that we're talking about it, it is in this weird category above casual but below try hard.
Right.
But like it is what's fascinating also though, right, is like it's not only are you exhibiting some level of competitiveness because you are going through the process of looking up dad loadouts, right? But you're even asking to phone, you're still too lazy to do the work yourself of identifying what is and isn't too much for your personal stakes. Like,
right.
I could go on a Destiny loadout and go, what's the best weapon? What is the rank of all the best sniper rifles? And now let me find the one that is my personal right fit for. I'm willing to do that raid twice, but not five times. So that's where I fall. You don't even care about that. You don't want someone to tell you what the dad sniper is.
Yes, exactly. It's one more. It feels like we've been making a lot of these references lately, but it feels like a weird 1990s sports comedy where, this guy broke his arm and now he can throw the ball real fast.
Rookie
still,
of the year?
Yes. I was going to say Angels in the Outfield, but it's like, wait a second, that didn't have anything to do with Angels. But Angels in the Outfield is basically the same thing where
there's Angels
shortcut.
On my team.
There's some sort of shortcut that you want to win. You don't want to try, but you still care very much about doing well. But you also want someone to just show you how to do it.
When you put it that way, it sounds like an egregious sin, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't extreme sloth, you know?
No, but that's why I'm saying, for me personally, it's more understandable if it's like if someone told me the dad loadout of, like, for example, there's at some point. Some year, The Last of Us 2 is going to come out.
Yes.
And I'm not actually super interested in the moment-to-moment gameplay of The Last of Us, but I think the story and the characters are extremely interesting. And if someone gave me the dad loadout of The Last of Us 2, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's probably pretty useful, because what I actually care about is traversing the world and hearing the script and looking at the environments that they make. But if someone were to tell me, hey, here's the dad loadout of Destiny 2, so you can just be slightly less shitty at this competitive game, but still not the top of the pack. Yeah. It's like, what? Why? What is the point?
Well, I guess that's a good question, right? Like, we keep talking about where the dad, like, between casual on the left and tryhard on the right, where does the dad loadout fall on that spectrum? My question is this just... is this just like an attempt to justify to yourself what you really want to do, which is be casual, right? Like this doesn't actually solve for what I see as an actual significant problem, which is the general associated sentiment people have towards quote unquote casual play. And this almost feels like an attempt of like, well, I'm not casual because I'm still looking up dad loadouts. Therefore you can take me seriously, as opposed to from your point, right? If you wanted to say play The Last of Us 2 and just put it on easy, that might be a casual move.
Right.
But maybe finding the dad loadout is one step above that. But that you're only doing that, and honestly, you're only causing yourself more trouble and wasting some time, even though it's only a little bit. Because what you really want to do, if you're honest with yourself, is just turn that shit on easy and only focus on the story.
I guess the distinction would be, you might be able to make the argument that, hey, I still got the raw skills. I just don't have time to do the research.
I still got it. I'm a dad, but I still got it.
I still got it. I might have lost a step in the library, but out on the court, I still got it. And so as long as you can arm me with the knowledge, which I don't have time to get myself, then like it's like saying I'm still a good shot. It's just not fair if these, you know, crazy 12-year-olds have better guns, you know, because if I had the same gun, my skills could still stack up. I just don't have the time to get that.
That's the excuse I will use forever. Like, oh, you know what? I would be fucking platinum tier. Right. But, you know, I'm just running those mom and dad loadouts. So.
I mean, I actually do, if I'm being honest with myself, I do have those thoughts when I'm playing a competitive game where I think to myself, and I want to believe that it's somewhat true, but when you're playing a game that is more objective-based, whether it's a MOBA or whether it's capture the flag or whatever, I do feel like I have a good strategic sense of how to play the game. It's just that I did not grind to unlock the rocket launcher, and therefore I will never have it, and so I'll always be at a disadvantage.
Dude, what game of capture the flag has rocket launchers that are legal? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, like, whatever Call of Duty calls you know, whatever Overwatch, you know, calls it. I mean, it's, there are certain things where I feel like the fundamentals are solid. It's just perhaps the accoutrements are
lacking. You become like a dad coach, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. The equivalent of the, waning, high school football coach, you know, he was a superstar in high school, and now he's put on like 100 pounds, but is still like fairly athletic in short bursts.
Yep.
Is that the equivalent of that in the video game world? Is that just Fatality, like from the Quake scene or Thresh or whatever?
I don't know what they're doing. I have to assume so. I mean, he's in his old age, meaning like his 30s.
He's 40.
I guess.
Yeah.
The other thing about the like dad loadout that I appreciate is that there are content creators satisfying this, you know, like the community seems to be rallying around and accepting of that term dad loadout, which, you know, be it a gendered term or potentially problematic because it's still contributing to the sort of casual versus non-casual debate. I for one, I'm glad that people are like, look, people need these types of build. And if we're honest with us, my guess is a lot of people are finding these dad loadouts. Spoiler alert, they're not dads.
Right. Yeah. They're just adults with responsibilities.
Yeah. I mean, like the dad loadout mentality, like I said, like fits exactly with how I want to play a lot of games, especially if they're not ones where, you know, I have chosen to commit the work, you know?
Right.
Like I phone it in League, but there's also a lot of aspects of playing League that I do not, and I take very seriously, and I try to play and do my best in every game, right? There are some competitive games where I'm just like shooting the shit and hanging out, you know? And I'm not even close to working towards a dad loadout because I'm in full casual mode.
Yeah. I mean, I think the dad loadout is very highly correlated to another topic that we talk about a lot recently, which is the forever game.
Yep.
Because with these forever games, there is inherently a time commitment that allows you to be more proficient at the game, whether it's through pure routine and skill practicing, or whether it's through a grind or, you know, getting timed loot that helps you. And so it's kind of a symbiotic relationship where this type of philosophy flourishes in the environment that is dominated by forever games, because you just have these large commitments of time that you have to make, and some people don't have that, so they find workarounds.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say about the dad loadout that I hope is something that we can carry into the future. If you recall, like, probably, I don't know, 150 episodes ago or whatever, we had a podcast where we talked about Guillermo del Toro saying that people should design for the asshole.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
This feels like something that designers can have in their mind and quickly understand and design for, right?
Yeah.
You should be designing for the mom and dad loadout users of the world.
Right.
You know? Like, make it easy. Make it easy to find those things, you know? Maybe have, like, a picture of a little mom and dad and some kids, like, as your, you know, your star rating. Let's get rid of the red, gold, orange tier and have which rank in the family they are, you know, signify, like, child, dad, grandpa, try hard, teenager.
Yeah, I was going to say angsty teen. Exactly. You just have a little icon of cargo shorts and a barbecue or something for the
a vape pen.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bright side of all of this, especially when it comes to the community running with this concept, is it does become a design consideration where you can either lean into it or you can try to balance your game such that it isn't necessary to have that sort of loadout because the game is inherently conducive to various time commitments and so forth, or you actively try to discourage it. Where if I'm the Destiny people, I'm probably looking at that set of dad loadouts thinking to myself, how can we shake this up for the next season?
So the dads try harder more?
I think you're right where there will always be some sort of consolidation around a specific jack of all trades loadout. But knowing that, developers can look for that. They can look for that cluster of items or stages or skills or whatever. And then they can say, oh, so a good way of shaking up the game for next season is to shake up this cluster of things. And we know there's going to be another cluster somewhere. It's hard to predict. We don't know where it is, but a way to continue to make our game interesting is to target those dad clusters and disperse them and then
target
see
the
where
dad
they,
cluster.
And then like, oh no, the dad cluster is congealing around sniper rifles. Like next season, we're going to fix that. And like, oh no, now the dad cluster is congealing around melee. Like, so it's just a way to keep these games fresher in an environment where you're going to have to keep updating them anyway. So it becomes kind of a heat map or a metric for developers who
that's
have,
a very good point.
That,
and also just to add to that, for balance teams, you know, like the second tenet, holding its own in competitive play, right?
Yep.
That means that if you see that the dad loadout community has settled on this particular set of items, or that's like the mean where we're seeing a lot of gravitation towards items that are both decent but also easily accessible, what is their win rate against the ones that are much harder to get? Because what you want is not a huge gap. Like, it's okay to say, you know, this handgun has a 49% win rate against this other handgun that is much harder to get, but you don't, you know, two falls apart if it basically if it is not easy to obtain, and or basically if the first and the second tenets are not cannot find a happy medium, then something is wrong with your balance, right? Because what you need to be able to do is say, I want to make sure that anyone looking to find a dad loadout or a mom loadout can find the weapon that works for them, and they won't be at a huge disadvantage against the people who try hard. We still want to reward the tryhards because they're putting in a lot of time and effort, and we want them to feel rewarded with cool shit, but at least in competitive play, there shouldn't be that massive divide. And I think being able to look at your selection of items that people are gravitating to, or even, you know, even without sort of back-end data, just looking at, well, what are the loadouts that people are recommending, you know, and are we happy with what they're recommending, or do we think they should be recommending different dad loadouts, then, you know, you can adjust and balance in-game weapons and stats based upon that criteria alone.
God, I just love the idea that somewhere in inside a Bungie or something, there's probably some...
There's documentation?
Yeah, there's probably some, like, Tableau workbook or something that is that it's entitled Dad Cluster or whatever they call it, where they're just, like, analyzing these middle-of-the-road type of loadouts.
For sure. I mean, I'd be interested to see if they were there's maybe already terminology that they had for them, but it just hadn't leaked out into the community, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Which is cool. I mean, it is... And if it has to be in a competitive scenario, so be it. But I think that sort of thing can fit in pretty much any sort of game, especially in this era where games are constantly being updated, because it will always be a constant cat and mouse game between community and developer patches.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better about just kind of being the generalist in every game, but... And because that way I can justify it to myself that I'm contributing to a larger improvement for other people.
Yep, yep. how long until they start monetizing the dad loadout is the real question.
Oh, my God. Well, if there's one classic dad move, it's exchanging money to get out of bullshit. So
pre-order for the ultimate dad loot.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's... one could argue that many of those pre-order bonuses are exactly that anyway. So that's that seems like a pretty good
the mom and dad edition where it comes with like, this sweet weapon that you can use for the entire run.
Right. Yeah. Never have to go into this menu. It's like, if you, I can guarantee you, you'll never have to tweak into like this menu. Great. Here's your $2 extra.
You know what actually is the ultimate dad loadout functionality built into a game now that I think about it? What is that game? East of West? No.
East of West.
West of Loathing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because West of Loathing had the option to automatically invest all of your skill points. Yep. And it's just like, hey, turn this on. Fuck it. Go wild.
And they even pitched it like that, where they were like, hey, if we do this, it'll be optimized. You'll never have to worry about it. It'll be fine.
And you can do pretty much anything well. Like they straight up said, this is the dad loadout without using that term.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Which is funny because that's the sort of game that would totally use that term if they ever make another game.
Yeah.
I could have definitely imagined them using that.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that the lead designer is a dad. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Classic move.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll leave it there for this week. ExperiencePoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And ExperiencePoints.net is where you can find all your parental needs.
Yep.
Well, probably not a lot of them.
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, if you want to know about what Mr. Businessman says, or if you want to know how to teach your kid how to say noise, then
noise. There you go. Come on down. Bring your kids. Well, I curse a lot, so maybe bring your kids, but wear the headphones.
They got to learn sometime. Have a frank conversation about it with them.
If I could teach one child fuck that's not my own and not yours, Scott, it's the you know, all of our listeners.
That's my contribution. You always want to build something that outlasts yourself.
Yes. And in many ways, I'm kind of a father to all our listeners.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.